day, really. Right now, just outside the Eastgate, it's 16 degrees.
On FM and online, this is Gateway 97.8.
From the Sky News Centre at 4, Brexit talks between the British and Irish Prime Ministers have concluded, with both agreeing they can see a pathway to a possible deal. Boris Johnson and Leo Varadkar say they've had a detailed and constructive discussion in Cheshire this afternoon. Their officials will now take over. Our political correspondent Kate McCann says things are looking more positive.
There was a suggestion this morning that these conversations really were a last-ditch attempt to see if a deal was possible. And you can see from that statement that both sides do believe it is. The question now is how far are they willing to compromise in order to get it?
A Paralympian has climbed onto the roof of a British Airways plane during climate change protests at London City Airport. Extinction Rebellion are vowing to shut down operations. So far, they've been prevented from causing significant disruption. A group of 14 international aid agencies are warning of an escalating humanitarian crisis in northeast Syria. It's after Turkey started attacking Kurdish forces, something the UK and allies have criticised. It looks like the UK will avoid a recession. Official figures reveal GDP grew 0.3% in the last quarter, despite contracting in August. The Bank of England has revealed the design for its new £20 note featuring painter JMW Turner. It's being released in February. The current £20 note is the most forged. And so the bank's governor, Mark Carney, says they've added extra security enhancements.
This note, because it's stronger, it's safer and cleaner, they'll last for up to 15 years. So we have to get it right. That's why we've added all these features and come out. And we had to make it look good, and we think it looks great.
The £20 note is made with the same polymer material as the 5 and 10. And Scottish Rugby say they fully expect contingency plans will be put in place to allow them to play their final World Cup group match against host Japan. Sunday's game could be called off due to a typhoon, which would mean Gregor Townsend's side going out of the tournament. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
As a busy mum, you're juggling loads of things. And when your kids are ill, you just want to help them feel better. But you don't always need antibiotics to help them get better. For things like sore throats, coughs and colds, you can get advice from your local pharmacy. And you don't need an appointment. To find your nearest pharmacy, search NHS Choices.
You love it like I love it.
This is Gateway 97.8. For Basildon and East Thurrock.
Just after 4, and welcome along to Drive Time Hour 1. And being a Drive Time show, I've had my MOT done today. Cars pass. I've got to say a big thanks to Ernie, the mechanic, who's helped me get my car through. Needed a few adjustments before we put it through that MOT, all important. We're looking at electric cars later on and how popular they might be becoming and where the charging points in Basildon might be. That's some good information for you. And later we're also talking about low-paid jobs as well and 0 hours contracts and all that. But first, it's World Mental Health Day today, and with the Mental Health Foundation estimating that 3 in 10 employees will experience a mental health problem in any one year. It's a serious issue, isn't it, that should be prioritised all year around? Or is it? And do we? We'll find out very shortly, right here, after we've heard from Corona, Rhythm of the Night. Is our first song right here on Gateway 97.8 Drive Time. Do you know something? All of my friends are trying to get me into this Facebook thing, and I'm having none of it. This is a show that should be an inspiration to everybody, and I'm going to have a good old moan. So don't get me started off on Chelsea tractors. Oh, and those people that walk and talk on mobile phones. It's going to be a roller coaster.
Drive Time with Ros Connors on Gateway 97.8.
Time on a Thursday with Corona playing Rhythm of the Night. Today, World Mental Health Day, but with the Mental Health Foundation estimating that 3 in 10 employees will experience a mental health problem in any one year. Is it a serious issue now, more so than it ever has been? Well, let's find out right now. A veteran entrepreneur, human resources and business owner, David Selves, joins me by telephone. Welcome to Gateway, David. Good afternoon.
Hi, Rose. Yeah.
Lovely to chat to you. And I know that I caught you a few minutes ago in M&S, and we're revealing that's where you do your shopping. as somebody who's been a boss of a company and that mental health, I take it you always looked after your employees?
Oh, I think so, and I think that's reflected in the way they would look after me.
Yeah, but not everybody is in that situation in the workplace then, is that what we're saying?
No, but I think you have to step back that, the word veteran's applicable. I've owned businesses for 50 years, and we have a whole different scenario now. There are probably too many days for this and days for that, but the ones Mental Health and Blue Monday, which of course started as a PR stunt to sell holidays years back, and was adopted by those championing mental health and dealing with the issues, they are essential. And what they've achieved, and the mere fact that I'm talking to you now proves it.
Yeah.
We talk about it. The great problem that we have with so many things historically in abundance, and today getting better, is that people won't talk about it. There's shame, there's a stigma. And the more things people like this do on your radio show, and I dedicated the whole of an hour every week on my radio show to talking about mental health in January.
Right.
And it's a huge subject. And when you look at it today, it's the highest killer in men between the ages of 20 and 49.
Mm.
Mental health, they commit suicide.
Yeah.
Now, we as a community, let alone just as an employer, need to learn how to recognise signs.
How can we do that, though, David? You know, what are those signs we need to look for?
Well, when people get uncharacteristically irritable, I mean, there are cheerful people in the world and there are miserable people, but when they get uncharacteristically miserable, when their habits change, you know, the guy who, or girl, who always joins colleagues once or twice a week for a pint after work, who suddenly stops doing it and starts to be introverted. It doesn't mean they've got a mental health problem, but it should be enough to warn fellow colleagues, not just the governor, hey, oh yeah, what's wrong?
Mm.
And it's amazing, and sometimes you can ask it outright. You need to know your people. Sometimes you can't. I mean, I remember somebody once had a problem, and I knew for various reasons there was no point in me talking to her. So I said to somebody else with whom I had a great relationship, what's wrong with Kathy? What is it? And she said, well, we thought she was a bit strange.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you have a word with her because she'll respond positively to you. And this girl, it turned out, had been bottling up terrible problems.
Mm.
But then something went wrong. She was advised by the medics to go party. So while she was a chef. So while she's off work and the kitchen is straddling one shawl, she started posting all over Facebook that she was out partying. Well, you can imagine how her colleagues reacted.
Yes, probably negatively, yeah.
Yeah. But it's like everything else, Ros. It's about talking to. It's about listening. It's about being observant. It's about looking for change.
Would I be right, though, David, in saying that perhaps many of us are so wrapped up in our own problems that we're not taking enough time to notice somebody else's?
Yeah, I hate the word most. I remember Edwina carrying eggs. but that is true of a lot of people, yes. A lot of people are blinkered.
Yeah.
Whether it's wrapped up in their own problems or their own ego or their own importance or whatever, I don't know. But a lot of people are blinkered. And in life generally, it moves at a pace that is quicker than it was. And I think the social media has got an awful lot to answer for when it comes to mental health.
Why do you say that? What is it about social media?
They're making people feel inadequate when they're not.
Who's they, though? Who's they?
All the stuff being posted on social media by others. And you get kids who look to me to be perfectly attractive, healthy people, and they're worried that they're half a pound too heavy or light or something, and they start social harming. This is all a build-up of pressure.
Mm.
And you need... I mean, I would say I do this. People laugh at me. And I have done for 70 years. I spend 20 minutes in my bath every morning and every evening.
Mm.
That is not to make me the cleanest person in the universe.
Yeah.
But that's my time. That's me. Some people might do yoga. And everyone needs to do. You need to step out.
Yeah. Do we need to develop more of a thick skin, though, David, do you think? Do you think some people out there are just a little bit too fragile?
I turn the question around the other way. I think we need to reverse the thinning of the skin. Back in time, you got told to pull yourself together, kick up the backside, pull your socks up, all those sort of things. That was wrong, because there were cases when it was very wrong. However, there were many times when it was right. And what we've done is go too far the other way. Whenever a pendulum swings, it overreacts. And yes, people have become too sensitive. And something I say to people in difficult situations, in a group I'll say this, you know, what I'm about to say, which is critical because we as a body are screwing up, isn't personal. But so many people today, because of the world we live in, take everything personally. It's a hell of a job managing staff. I'd hate to be a school teacher anyway because I wouldn't have the patience. But I'd hate to be a school teacher because they've got young people in adolescence going through it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
But then, to be fair to teachers, they're there to teach the children. They're not there to be social workers, are they?
That's right. Well, neither is an employer. But you've got to be. And if you're a decent employer, you evaluate people in ways other... productivity across the country is too low. But you evaluate people in ways other than pure productivity.
Yeah.
And you need to understand them.
Yeah.
But that fits in with the 14,000 other things you need to understand as well.
Well, yes, exactly. I always feel it's right. I think that companies with human resources departments now, they should be prepared to watch for the signs, looking after their workers, making sure they're okay, asking if they're okay. Because obviously, if they are okay, that's when they're going to get the most productivity.
Well, I'm not sure asking
it?
Is the answer because
no?
we come back to... It's not the answer, it's part of the answer, I'm sure. But we come back to the fact that we are still not talking enough and a stigma. Now, let me... I'm standing here in boots at the moment, so maybe this is an appropriate time to think this. Let's imagine, and I'm probably going to be accused of being gender biased or something, because I'm going to talk about a pretty young girl who I'm just making up. She's involved in a car crash. And the result is that she's got facial injuries.
Okay.
And when everything else is sorted, she goes and sees a plastic surgeon who's going to put this bit right. This guy's drop-dead gorgeous. So when she meets with her friends for a glass of wine or a cup of coffee or something, she'll say she went to see the plastic surgeon, how lovely he was and all the rest of it.
Mm.
If we change the scenario, and instead of being facially scarred, she suffers trauma and mental issues as a result of this car crash, and she goes and sees somebody to help her with that. Do you think she's going to be quite so bubbly and open about this equally drop-dead gorgeous we're making the twin brother guy she went to see about that? I don't think so. She's going to be embarrassed that, and it wasn't her fault, she's going to be embarrassed that she's being treated for that sort of thing. And that's what we've got to crack. We've got to take the whole stigma out.
Wow.
I remember 35 years ago, when I was diagnosed with a lazy enzyme, and they put me on some barbiturates to try and solve this. As I walked into one of my offices where I spent most of my time, I walked in and I said to the manager, get everyone together, get them a cup of tea, I want to see them in my office. They thought, what's going to happen? And I said, look, this is the position. There is the risk that I'm going to go to Lally. I'm going to be tripping out on these things. So if I'm not me, you know why. I actually became the astronaut commander. It was hilarious.
Yes. I'm guessing what we don't want to see is in the workplace now, and I've known this happen, David, is when somebody gets a mental health problem, the bosses suddenly think, oh, that person's now a liability, we just want to pay them off and get shot at the problem. And that has happened.
Not just with a mental health problem, with any problem. But the point of telling the story about the enzymes is that you develop and build two-way relationships. And I can tell you that I already had good relationship. But the fact that I was prepared 30-odd years ago to be that open with my staff about an issue I had meant there was going to be, and there was thereafter, with new people coming in, two-way traffic.
Yeah, like they would then feel comfortable about sharing their problems with you?
That's right.
Yes. So that's perhaps what we should aim for the future. Is that the way you'd like to see the workplaces going and perhaps adopting that kind of approach?
They've got to. You've got to be prepared to talk. And most staff I ever had was 84. I've worked in large organisations 40 odd years ago, but it's quite easy in a very small place. It's a whole different thing when you get HR departments. Probably the optimum size, and just remember 62% of the jobs in this country come from SMEs. The optimum size of business for a good, harmonious, two-way working relationship is probably between, let's say, 25 to 30 people, because you know each other well enough, but you're not in each other's pockets, and you get your little groups come together where confidence will be shared and people feel comfortable. But we have made, I would say, in the last 10 years, enormous progress on the subject of mental health, and that is because we are talking about it.
Well, 10 years on from now, let's hope it's better still. That's where we have to leave it, only for time reasons. David Selves, it's been great chatting to you. Obviously,
Andrew,
a wealth of experience helping businesses there to identify and effectively manage poor mental health in the workplace. Good luck in what you do. And hopefully we'll speak to you right here on Gateway 97.8 again in the future, only to talk about the positives and the improvements.
I only do positive.
Okay.
I end my radio show with the trolls singing Get Back Up Again.
Well, good luck to you, and thanks for your time.
Look on the bright side of life.
Yeah,
good to talk to you.
Lovely chatting with you. That's David Selves, an expert there in human resources, and if only we could all think the way he does in the workplace. Okay, it's 21 minutes past four. We'll check those roads and those trains next.
Drive Time with Ross Connors.
When your kids are ill, you just want to help them feel better. But you don't always need antibiotics. Get advice from your local pharmacy or search NHS Choices.
On the lookout for a bargain? Perhaps stop off for a light bite? Come to Basildon Market at our market kiosk, St Martin Square, with over 40 friendly traders offering a wide variety of goods and services. The best of Basildon in one clean, well-kept place. Open Tuesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturdays for real value. Basildon Market, close by the town's bus and train stations, and there's plenty of parking nearby. Visit us at St Martin Square, your Basildon Market, where everyone loves a bargain.
So slightly late for the travel, but it is World Mental Health Day, so we've been chatting about that and looking around the roads. No issues to report, no incidents that I can see, either from the Essex Travel Control Centre that sent me information about what's happening there, and on my travel map it's looking reasonably good. It's only the usual places of the Orsett Cock, that's the A13 Stamford La Hope bits there, heading eastbound, and on the A127 we're starting to see a build now from the M25 junction 29 heading down to the halfway house. Now our town centre seems to be coping well with the afternoon rush. Broad Main a little bit busy, Upper Main towards Cranes Farm Road and St Nicholas Lane, that's a little bit heavy there, and also Never Main up by Basildon Hospital and the Dry Street traffic lights. Dartford River Crossing, we've got delays there coming from Kent into Essex at the tunnel. That's starting to build. We'll keep our eye on things there. On the trains, C2C not reporting any issues with their services. And over at Greater Anglia, looking down their list, because they always have one. Nothing there untoward, nothing in our area that's going to cause us any problems this afternoon. So at 23 minutes past four, that's the travel. We've got our gold song from the 60s. It's Gene Pitney. And we'll have another update with the roads and trains in about half an hour.
Thanks for tuning into your local community radio station. We're one of 250 similar stations across the UK, each one serving a specific area every day of the year. And when you advertise your business on community radio, you're talking to people round here, and your money stays round here too, helping us to continue broadcasting. Find out more through the radio station website and keep listening to hear more of what makes us unique. Community Radio, we're all about here.
I'm David Webster. Join me for Sunrise each and every weekday morning here on Gateway 97.8. I'll bring you some fantastic music. My 70s at 7, 80s at 8, 90s at 9. We'll be celebrating our local artists, and there's lots more besides.
Sunrise with David Webster on Gateway 97.8.
Weekdays from 7.
Going back in time, brought to you by Groundwork, now playing gold.
Dearest, darling, I had to write to say that I won't be home anymore, for something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped to rest for the night, and that is when I saw her as I pulled in outside of the small motel. She was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. She took me to the cafe, I asked her if she would stay. Caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I hate to do this to you, but I love somebody new. What can I do? And I can never, never, never go home again.
Oh, yes. 24 hours from Tulsa. Gene Pitney with 60s Gold here on Drive Time with Roz, brought to you by Bowers and Pitsey Football Club. Hope you're well this afternoon. World Mental Health Day. We've been chatting to a human resources expert on the show with some great advice, and obviously don't suffer in silence, and it has to be a two-way street, that talking. All about mental health issues. It all too well. Anyway, keep listening, because in just a few moments we got the first of three local artists on the show today. Chloe Diana is grieving over the living. She's not really, that's the title of the song. Next to play after the news and sport. Next.
Drive Time with Ross Connors.
Making small changes to your lifestyle could improve your chances of staying healthier longer. Start now by taking our free How Are You quiz. Just search 1U.
Looking for a great venue? A local function hall for that special occasion? You just found it. The Bowers and Pitsy Sports and Social Club is available for hire. There's a large bar, stage and dance floor. If you have an upcoming wedding, charity event or party, the folks at the Bowers and Pitsy Sports and Social Club will also cater for all your food requirements too. Whatever the occasion, give them a buzz to discuss. 01268 452 068. That's 01268 452 068. The Bowers and Pitsy Sports and Social Club. Local, available, and all round wonderful.
Attention, mums and dads. You're missing out on The Entertainer at the Eastgate Shopping Centre, Basildon, where there's bundles of fun for the kids, with big discounts off mega brands such as Marvel, Disney, and more.
Autobots, roll out.
We're open Monday to Saturday. So pop in on the first floor of the Eastgate Shopping Centre. See what the fuss is about.
My spider senses are starting to tingle.
The Entertainer, where the magic comes from.
You're listening to Gateway 97.8, where the time is now exactly 4:30, and here's the latest. Brexit talks between the British and Irish Prime Ministers have concluded, with both agreeing they can see a pathway to a possible deal. Boris Johnson and Leo Varadkar say they've had a detailed and constructive discussion in Cheshire this afternoon. Their officials will now take over. Sky's political correspondent Kate McCann says things are looking more positive.
There was a suggestion this morning that these conversations really were a last-ditch attempt to see if a deal was possible. And you can see from that statement that both sides do believe it is. The question now is how far are they willing to compromise in order to get it.
London City Airport appears to have remained largely unaffected by climate change protests today. Extinction Rebellion wanted to shut it down for 3 days. One of its activists was spotted climbing on top of a British Airways plane. Bristol and London are among the biggest cocaine-consuming European cities. They've ranked first and fourth, respectively, following a study of 76 areas, with Amsterdam and Zurich also in the top three. Tests on sewage water suggest cocaine use in Bristol's increased fourfold in as many years, with nearly four in every 1,000 people now taking it. Steve Rolls from the charity Transform Drug Policy Foundation says the nature of the market's changed.
We've seen cocaine purity has increased from 10 or 20% often in the kind of cocaine that you buy in the streets to sometimes 70 or 80%. So from a user perspective, the actual product is much more attractive, not least because the price has stayed similar. So that could be part of the reason.
The winning ticket holder of the £170 million Euro Millions jackpot has come forward. It was won in Tuesday's draw. And an adventurer and chief scout bear, Grills, has been presented with an OBE. The Queen awarded him the honour at a ceremony at Buckingham Palace this morning. So well done, Bear Grills. There we are. That's the latest on Gateway 97.8. More on those top stories in our bulletin coming up at 5. But now here on Gateway with a roundup of sport, here's George Alderman.
Scottish Rugby say they fully expect contingency plans will be put in place to allow them to play their final World Cup group match against host Japan. Sunday's game could be called off due to a typhoon, which would mean Gregor Townsend's side would go out of the tournament. England's fixture with France on Saturday has been cancelled, so they'll go into the quarterfinals as Pool C winners. New Zealand meeting with Italy is also off. England's new cricket head coach, Chris Silverwood, says he can't see himself changing too much. Now he's been promoted from bowling coach. The former Essex boss has replaced World Cup winner Trevor Bayliss in the top job. Silverwood hopes his strong working relationship with captains Joe Root and Owen Morgan will be particularly helpful.
I've got strong relationships now with all the players and all the backroom staff. I understand how the system works and how the team works as well. So I think the continuity from me as a person to the players is key.
The president of the Bulgarian FA says England's players should be punished if they fail to follow UEFA protocol regarding racist abuse. Borislav Mihailov has written to European football's governing body saying he's shocked they've talked about walking off the pitch. Gareth Southgate's side travelled to Bulgaria for a Euro 2020 qualifier on Monday. The England manager held a meeting with the team this week to remind them of the protocol. Northern Ireland can move 6 points clear of the Netherlands with a win in their Euro 2020 qualifier tonight. Victory in Rotterdam would give Michael O'Neill's side a great chance to reach next summer's finals. Wales go into this evening's match in Slovakia, fourth in Group E, 4 points behind leaders Croatia. Scotland take on Russia in Moscow.
Thanks very much, George. Just briefly to the roads, getting busy out there now, particularly on Neverden Road towards Wickford and Golden Jubilee Way coming from the A127. That road is starting to see an increase in build-up of traffic, as is the Fairglen interchange as well. That's slow around the A1245 southbound and is slow between London Road, the A129 and the A127. Full travel roundup in about 10 minutes' time. Still to play Chloe Diana, our local artist. And what about the weather? It's been nice today. Apparently it's not going to last, unfortunately. What the forecast says is that it's going to be rather cloudy and windy with outbreaks of rain developing during the evening, perhaps becoming more persistent for a time after midnight. Our top temperature, anyway, if you're out there right now, as I was earlier, at Burnt Mills Road and Pound Lane, currently there, it's 16 degrees Celsius.
Thanks for tuning in to your local community radio station. We're one of 250 similar stations across the UK, each one serving a specific area every day of the year. And when you advertise your business on community radio, you're talking to people round here. And your money stays round here too, helping us to continue broadcasting. Find out more through the radio station website and keep listening to hear more of what makes us unique. Community radio, we're all about here.
Hi, Vish here. Why not join me tonight for some late night love? 11 until midnight, I'll be playing you some of the greatest love songs of all time. So kick back, relax, and join me, Vish, on Gateway 97.8. Tonight from 11.
Late night love. Basil and East Thurrock's brighter sound. From the heart of the East Gate, Gateway 97.8.
Drive Time on Gateway 97.8. Brought to you by Bowers and Pitsy Football Club.
I'm dreaming of a living, restless sleep. I know this isn't right.
Empty chairs at the table. Now I guess I sit alone. My conversation's quite unstable. The story's better left untold. So should I run away? Chasing thoughts that pace through my mind. Or should I wait and stay for something that will never be right?
I'm grieving over the living, restless. Sleep, I know this isn't right. I'm grieving over the living, my body's weak. I've lost my appetite.
Empty chairs at through my mind. Or should I wait and stay for something that will never be right? I'm grieving over the living, restless sleep. I know this is a at the table, the story's better left untold.
Somebody who's grieving over the living. That's a Chloe Diana, local artist number one here on Drive Time with Roz. World Mental Health Day, trending on Twitter with a hashtag in front of it and talking to each other. But what our expert earlier on, David Selves, told us is that the talking has to be a two-way street for it to work in the workplace. So if the boss actually shares his or her mental health problems with the staff, then perhaps the staff will be more willing to open up and chat to him or her about their mental health problems. And with a happy workplace, then all working together, instead of this them and us situation, I suppose, with the boss and the employees, maybe it could change in the future. As David says, things have come along leaps and bounds in the last 10 years, and let's hope in the next 10 it will be better still. Okay, we'll check the roads and the trains very shortly here on Gateway, but right now let's enjoy another great song, this time from Rita Ora. It's Your Song on Gateway 97.8.
I woke up with a fear this morning, but I can taste you on the tip of my tongue. Alarm without no warning, you're by my side and we've got smoke in our lungs. Last night we were way up, kissing in the back of the cab, and then you say, love, baby, let's go back to my flat. And when we wake up, never had a feeling like that. I got a reason, so man, put that record on again. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore, I only wanna hear
It's your song from Rita Ora on Drive Time with Roz, brought to you by Bowers and Pitsy Football Club. Here on World Mental Health Day, we've been chatting with David Selves, a human resources expert, about mental health in the workplace and, I guess, getting the best out of employees as well. So there's that. And of course, we've had Carla from the Happy Hub. Motivated Minds is based right here in the Eastgate Centre, which focuses on mental health awareness. And don't forget, if you're in the Eastgate and want to pop in, there's a warm welcome for you down at Motivated Minds. You can find them on the ground floor of the Eastgate Shopping Centre, right here in the heart of Basildon. Stay listening, because we got our travel roundup. It's coming up to 5:15 here on Gateway 97.8.
Drive Time with Roz Connors.
On the lookout for a bargain? Perhaps stop off for a light bite? Come to Basildon Market at our market kiosk, St Martin's Square, with over 40 friendly traders offering a wide variety of goods and services. The best of Basildon in one clean, well-kept place. Open Tuesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturdays for real value. Basildon Market, close by the town's bus and train stations, and there's plenty of parking nearby. Visit us at St Martin's Square, your Basildon Market, where everyone loves a bargain.
Gateway 97.8 Community Action.
Hello, can I tell you a bit about the Hamlin Trust? We're a sort of Pied Piper, encouraging people with learning and other difficulties to secure a more fulfilled life. We offer a range of services, daycare, residential, respite and training, to help people realise their full potential. Check out our website, hamlintrust.org.uk, and then talk to us on Facebook or Twitter. If you'd like to support this wonderful local charity to donate time or money, then give me, Nikki Evans, a ring on 01277 653 889. I'll repeat that, 01277 653 889. The Hamlin Trust, enabling the disabled.
You'll say your way. Gateway 97.8 Community Action.
Heading out to those roads once again, coming up to 5:00. Traffic congestion is increasing in and around Basildon. The town seems to be coping quite well. Roundacre, Upper Main, Dry Street traffic lights there on Never Main as well, and up by Basildon Hospital, currently busy. A13, Orsett Cox, Stamford La Hope bypass, as one would expect in the roadworks area. And the A127 from the M25 pre-motor all the way down to the Billericay turnoff now is busy. And also Neverden interchange, and heading in towards Fairglen and Rayleigh Weir, south end bound. You're going to find that pretty busy as well this afternoon. Looking towards Wickford, Golden Jubilee Way along Neverden Road, that is also quite heavy traffic wise. And the Dartford River crossing, now we're seeing a build up there, and those delays back as far as junction 3 on the Kent side there to the M20 Swanley interchange. So if you're making your way across the river from Kent into Essex, there is solid congestion at the Dartford River crossing. If you're travelling by train, however, I can report that there are no issues with any of our train services this afternoon. So we're keeping you on the move. We're also playing you some 70s gold from ABBA right here on our local radio.
Five ways to listen to Gateway 97.8. Online at gateway978.com. The radio player. Tune in. Our mobile phone apps. Visit the Apple Store for the iPhone. Visit the Play Store for the Android. And on FM 97.8 across Basildon and East Thurrock. You're local. In tune with the community.
Hello, this is Dave Montier. Join me on Thursday evenings at 9 p.m. for a world of difference. World music and associated goodies at your fingertips. Look forward to your company on Gateway 97.8, the world of difference.
From the heart of the Eastgate, Gateway 97.8.
Going back in time, brought to you by Groundwork, now playing gold. Drive Time with Ross Connors.
Show me a piece of your heart, a piece of your love. I'm calling you up to get down, down, down. The way that we touch is never enough. Turning you up to get down, down. Show me a piece of your heart, a piece of your love. I'm calling you up to get down, down, down. The way that we touch is never enough. Turning you up to get down, down, down.
What? Sorry, just quickly. What if it's
da 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 down, down, down.
Of your heart. Before that, 70s gold from ABBA. And coming up at 5 o'clock, it's the main news headlines from the Sky News Centre, a brief weather check, and right now, let's enjoy this. Here's Starship with Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. Our local radio in the next hour, we'll be chatting about electric cars and charging points. Stay with us. It's Drive Time with Roz on a Thursday afternoon.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy. Put your hand in my hand, baby.
Whatever, nothing's gonna stop us now. Well, it's drive time and we're only just getting started. Hour two almost upon us. On 97.8 FM, online, gateway978.com, on your phone app and on your Virgin TV app as well.
Rain or shine, your local Gateway weather.
So, a rather cloudy and windy with outbreaks of rain developing during the evening seems hardly believable after today's sunshine and today's top temperature at the moment, Leyndon.